Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger and JP, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. In less than an hour, we'll do a top 10 list where we guess what's in the top 10. Try to win the bounty prize.
Lost in a dream.
So there was no winner last night in Powerball.
Man, do I play that now? Should I play or what? Should we? Is it worth playing?
Are you a person who will spend, honestly, will you spend the money on the lottery?
Even I'll get one ticket. I'll literally get
one
ticket.
Long-ass shot.
Because I think it's 300, the odds at 300 million to one, something like that.
Yeah.
So
I did it last night. I got like 10 bucks.
Did you?
That's
I did the quick pick numbers, and I'm like, these are the worst quick pick numbers. Are they doing it purposely?
How do you know they're like, good?
Because you just had a feeling.
And why don't you just pick
your own? The numbers were like 58, 61, 62. I'm like, these numbers are terrible.
But your feeling didn't pan out. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand when you take a look at it, like, these numbers suck, but do they, any numbers as good as the next one? It depends on
I like to see, personally, I like a variety. I'd like, you know, a 17, a 28, a 30. Like, you know, I don't want 52, 53, 54, 55, 61.
I don't
need that.
Those are the ones that win are the ones that are consecutive or, like, close to each other. Also, just pick your own then. Why are you quick?
I'm going to have to.
It's funny. Ebonic is going to hate this.
Oh, no.
But I'm picky about where I'll buy my tickets from now. I won't buy it from a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. I won't buy it because I don't think they win out of 7-Elevens. They win out of like bodegas and little cigar joints.
Why did you just tell Brett that any number, any place you buy it is the same? It doesn't matter where you buy it if the numbers don't come up.
Right. I'm with JP on that.
It matters.
No,
it matters.
It doesn't.
Because
it doesn't make any sense.
How many times have we had those big lottery tickets from a bodega in the Bronx?
True.
Exactly.
That happens.
I mean, I'm not driving all the way to the Bronx.
But that's because maybe, you know what, you're screwing your own self, because if everybody has your logic and they all go to the big bodega in the Bronx, then the places that don't win won't win because no one's buying tickets from the 7-Eleven. Like if you...
I'm not buying tickets from 7-Eleven. Plus, I'm boycotting my 7-Eleven.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me right now? You say you stop there every freaking morning.
I haven't been boycotting for like a year now.
I've been boycotting.
That guy's been out for a while.
I've been boycotting my 7-Eleven since the new owners came in, and they refused to speak English.
I did not know that. Well, here's
the thing. Didn't know that.
Why do you have to? Are you carrying on long, drawn out conversations? Because you don't strike me as the person who wants to have a long conversation.
No, they also tried to give my son. They tried to give my son a counterfeit bill that was clearly counterfeit.
How do you know?
And my son picked up on it.
And they tried to push it off on him, you think?
Yep.
But you don't think they did it on purpose if they were given it?
I 100% do. Because he said, this isn't real. They said, yes, it is. He's like, this is not a real bill. And the guy's like, just give me it. And then gave it back. But it wasn't.
Wow. And your son was strong enough to say, well, give me a different one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. As a kid, you never always back down as a kid.
Why do you think they tried to do it on purpose? Because they don't speak English?
Because they wanted to get rid of it so they
don't
have to lose 20 bucks.
Yes, because I'm a screaming racist, and I think that anybody who doesn't speak English is just trying to get over on the white man.
What it feels like.
That's exactly.
Oh, no.
Please.
Any business that gets a counterfeit, they probably should get rid of it.
The guy that used to own, the family that used to own that 7-Eleven, the one that was right by my house, and you're right, I used to go there at least twice a day.
Jesus. That's a lot.
And
you spend how much of your day in a 7-Eleven?
What are you doing in there also? Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah. It used to be for coffee. And he's just like, he was a guy that you want. Let me give you an example of who this guy was. During Superstorm Sandy, when you were only allowed to buy like $15 worth of gas or $20 worth of gas or whatever it was. Like he was a guy who went online, put $5 of gas in his car and just handed the pump to the person behind them so they can get more.
To get his 10 like, and that's
who
their own.
That's who that guy was.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's who he is. He sold the business.
Right.
And then once he sold the business, and it was like everybody knew everybody in there. Everybody was cool. And then once he sold the business, it just lost any like small town charm. And it was just
7-Eleven. That's not small town.
But it was good. But we were lucky. We were lucky, and then we weren't.
And now it's just regular.
And then I had an issue with a guy because I was just, it was the Gatorades, whatever it was, and he overcharged me for it, and then he was pretending like he didn't understand what I was saying, but he did understand
How
what I was saying.
Oh, stop.
I was in there just last week because I was over there for something for the dog, and I just stopped in, and I don't know. I didn't notice anything about language, but then again, I'm wearing
because
a mask.
You're not
there
all the
plastic
time.
Barrier.
And you're, not there
talks.
All the, and you're not there all the time.
Yeah. Well, I just stick a drink under there. It goes boop. And then I put my card in and I walk out three seconds later.
I used to be in there all the time.
So easy.
Now I actually go out of my way to spend my money someplace else.
Wow.
Yeah.
So with the lottery tickets, Saturday night, Saturday day, I went into the 7-Eleven by my house, and the guy behind, between the mask and the plastic thing, he misunderstood what I was saying. I wanted $10 Powerball, $10 Mega, right?
Right.
So he gave me $2 Powerball, $2 Mega. And I was like, oh, you want something else? And I was like, no, that's fine. I'm like, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
So I took the $2 each and I walked out. I'm like, all right, down Main Street I go. And I went to the little card shop next to Friendly's on my Main Street.
I know.
So I'm going to that little card shop there. Jay, nicest guy in the world. I'm like, all right, this is where I'm meant to buy these, I guess. So then I went in and I said, give me $10 Mega, $10 Powerball. He did it right. If he did it wrong, I would have gone to the next 7-Eleven 100 yards down the road and done it there because somebody's got to get it right.
Right.
And those other tickets, I felt like I meant to get these.
There's a little cigar joint. I mean, I think he sells Kratom out of there. I think he sells, you know.
yeah, anything he can.
Yeah, yeah. And he's right next to the gym that I go to. So I just kind of went in there. I'm like, give me 10 and 10. And he gave me 10 and 10. And that was
it. I did it right.
But then I just put the numbers on my kitchen table and then I forget to look at
them. I looked and going with the flow and doing what I did and you know taking what I get from it didn't work. We didn't get one. That's why we didn't get one number.
So
I had all those tickets, not one number even.
What is Mega up to? 750?
Yeah. It's supposed to be 750 on, what is it, Saturday?
$750 million.
Friday. Yeah. And this one's 640.
If Monica won.
Yeah, I
oh
will
my
win.
God.
She know. You know what
you know what would be great about that?
She'd give it all away.
She'd give us money.
Right.
Yeah, 1,000.
Because you're so nice. You wouldn't want to keep it because you'd feel guilty being greedy.
I have the absolute ability to live no problems with a quarter of it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need
a quarter of it? I thought you were going to say $1
million. Yeah, $1
million. And give away the other $600 million.
I don't even know. My brain can't wrap around that much money. So, yeah, way less than a quarter of it. I'm just saying I don't need all that money.
I guarantee you. Your mother would come crawling out of the woodwork. I can guarantee you that.
For her.
Would you? You have all that. It's so much. Yeah. You end up after taxes. Let's say you end up with $400 million. Would you give her a dollar?
No.
Really? You would spite her to that point?
No, it's not even spite. It's just that why now? Like,
who are
you're
you?
Only doing it. You're only using me. So, no.
What if she didn't ask, though? I mean, uncharacteristically, she didn't come out of the woodwork. Would you even be like, you know what?
What about Caco and Guadalupe?
Oh, yeah.
What if they showed up?
Where are they? I would happily give Caco and Guadalupe. We'd have beers or drinks.
That's it?
Well, I mean, you know, and I'd pay the tab and maybe give them a little something. I haven't seen them in forever. I wouldn't give them like $5 million or anything. But with my mom, I probably would seek out like wherever she's living. If she's, you know, buying a house, maybe pay off the mortgage or something. Like, I'm not going to give her cash.
After all that, that's so kind of you.
I'm not giving her cash.
I wouldn't pay her off nothing. And the chances of her owning a house, I'm thinking a slim and none.
I know, you're right. Exactly. Maybe I'll pay her rent for like the rest of the year or something. You know what I mean? Like something like that. Or
nope.
Something.
And I'm going to tell you why. What happens when you feed a stray cat?
I don't know. They come back for more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, she can come back all day long. I have zero problems telling her. Absolutely. And again, I'm not going to give her cash. Like, I'm not going to that at all. I would figure out, like, or maybe she's got hospital bills or something, and I'll pay that with something.
Something.
Yeah.
You'd go straight to the hospital and like, call the hospital and pay them directly so she doesn't touch it.
Exactly. That's
I see what you're doing. That's good.
You should take a giant stack of cash. Mom, I know we've had our differences. And just, like, put it right in front of her. I'm like, this is for you, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then light it on fire. I was thinking the same thing. And then in front of her, light it on fire. That's horrible.
The minute she goes to grab it, you just like reach down underneath it, just pull out a flamethrower and just hit it.
It's already soaked in lighter fluid.
Right. Or I buy her a house.
And then your mom goes on fire too.
Oh, no.
And then you're on jail for attempted murder.
No, none of this.
And then all that money is caught
up.
And then all that money is caught in the court system.
But we'll go fight for it for you.
And that's what happens when you're spiteful. That's why. What if I bought her a house?
Acid Dom charges you $87 million for your defense.
Oh, I like Dom. What if I bought her a house, but it had a huge hole in the front porch and there was no electricity or working plumbing at all. And I'm like, here, have at it, lady. And it's on the middle of a plot of land with nobody around or whatsoever at all.
Right. Or you just find the absolute most crime-riddled neighborhood and buy her a house. Buy her a really nice house. And then, like, buy a house in the middle of it and have it all done up so it just screams money. And then just break it in on a daily basis. Just... She buys a TV, they steal a TV. She buys a TV, they steal a TV.
Oh, these are solid.
And you know what? You throw a brand new Mercedes in the mix too, and put that in the driveway.
Isn't it so fun winning the money?
Next thing you know, it's got honky lip spray paint across the sides. It's got no wheels on it.
A brand new Mercedes with honky lips.
Right.
Whose new Mercedes is that?
Oh my God!
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So good luck, Monica.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Give it all away.
It's funny because my mom didn't even enter my mind. If you wouldn't have said that, I would have never thought of her. I don't even know if she would have came up in my brain to even pay back, you know, do anything for.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's not a part of your life. I get it. But I was just wondering if, after all, that you have so much cushion and insurance from anything she could ever say or do. She's never coming in your life again, but would you maybe... one thing for her that may be significant to her, but not to you when you win $400 million.
I think I would take a lot of crap from it from my family, but I would.
Yeah, but they shut up when you pay them off.
Yeah, they get way. Yeah, that's a whole.
Your brothers would get paid.
Oh right. No, my brothers. Yeah. What have they done?
No, none of them. Oh, I mean, they get nothing.
I would do the same for them. What I would do for my mom, I would find something like maybe. Oh, you know what? I would pay for my niece's college, so my brother wouldn't have to. That sort of thing.
Perfect. I was talking with Susan about it the other night. We're like, first thing we do, we not only pay our bills, but take our nieces and nephews, pay all their colleges off, whatever they have, or if they, you know, car, whatever. Just take care of that. How much fun is that when you win that much money? That's fun.
That's what I'm saying. I would have a blast. You know what I would do? Oh, I would be the person. I love this. And they had this like maybe 5 or 6 years ago or something in St. Pete. But they would have, like, someone was just leaving money places. Like, I would take $100 bills.
That's awesome.
And, like, just leave them places or, like, stand behind someone and pay and say, I'll just pay that, you know, like, all over the place here. Oh, how fun would that be?
We used to do, whenever there was like something really cool, like if the Yankees were in the World Series or Giants playoff tickets or Billy Joel front row seats or the Rolling Stones, we would do scavenger hunts. On air scavenger hunts. So we would get on the air at 5:30 in the morning, and by 5:50 we'd give a grid the day before.
So you have some idea this area it could be in, you know?
We'd give a grid the day before, and then we would hide the tickets. And we would have somebody, sometimes it was Brett, used to be RBF a lot, keeping an eye. We call him the Eagle. And they would be in their little perch and keeping an eye on the tickets, and then we would check in with them, but we would give,
see if anybody's close,
give clues all day, all morning, until somebody found the tickets. If you won that kind of money and you had access to the radio station that you had, you could have a blast.
Oh, my God.
Anytime you want, at the end of the year, when your accountant's like, listen, you got to give away about $100,000.
All right.
You can just go on the radio and hide it somewhere and have fun. Like, watch people lose their minds over it.
It's in an envelope on a dumpster next to a beauty salon.
Because I'll tell you what, people would lose their mind for Yankees playoff tickets. You know what they would do if there was a bundle of $10,000 flying around?
My God.
That's amazing. But how fun is that, though? And how cool for someone who, you know, and I hope that it goes to someone who, you know, really wants it, needs it, can't afford it.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes their whole year. Like, that's amazing.
So what you were saying, Monica, there was a story of a guy running around town, like in a limo and a tux, and he'd get out and he'd go like run through a supermarket and people who were checking out, he'd give like each of them $100 as he went by or whatever. That's what I picture you doing, like at the Publix, running down the registers and his people, $200, $200, $200, $200, and run out the door.
What if I would do that in a heartbeat. What if I went to the Publix deli, a random one, and said, every single Publix sub that gets ordered today is on me. Here's my thing. Yeah, exactly. And then just everybody, like when they order their sub, it's just free.
The word would spread. There'd be a line out the door.
That's cool. Who cares? Everybody line up.
You can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
I would go to bars and get people to do really dumb things.
Wow, that's not good.
Oh, really?
I'd find the drunkest guy in the bar. I'm like, here's $5,000.
Here's what I want you to do.
Here's $5,000. Here's some lighter fluid and a match.
Oh, no.
Dip your, USA!
Dip your toe in there.
No. But the person would. Oh, that's not right.
I wouldn't make people do anything. I don't know. It'd be fun just to give it out. And you have $400 million. You got a lot
That's
of room.
A lot of money. That's Oof. a lot. And by the
It'd
way,
take the rest of your life to get
I hate
away.
To, I hate to burst your bubble, but I'd still come to work. I mean, why wouldn't I?
I would. I would do this show. I wouldn't do mornings, but I would do this.
Yep, and come in, have heartbeat. Fun for a few hours, and leave. And it's not about pay anymore. It's just about
I'd get up in the morning. Right. I'd go to the gym. I'd come in. I'd do the show, and I'd be cool. I'd be totally cool.
Awesome. Me too.
I would need something to do every day, or I'd lose my mind.
Yeah. Well, like, that's after. Obviously, I'd probably take like a month off. Or, you
know once I mean? My once my kids were done with school, I wouldn't work anymore.
Right. Right.
But while my kids still had to go to school. 100%.
Yeah, you're tied in anyway.
But I would not do mornings.
No. No need.
Hell to the no.
Pay someone else to go wake up early.
To the no.
All right, good luck not winning.
Right.
Hey. So do I, I'm just going to get one ticket. Isn't there two different ones? I'm just going to get
Why not?
One of each.
Yeah. Get a Mega, get a Powerball, like $2 each.
Yeah, it's $2 each.
Okay. Right up your alley.
$4. Make me holla.
Roger, JP, so many things going through your head, right? Yeah, because if it's going through mine, it must be going through yours. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.